Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the SSF Robcast. I am Jessica. I am here to give you the romance of fantasy and science fiction with my partner.
That's me. You didn't organise that with me, so I was like, oh, what's my name? I don't know. Is that me?
Where do we live? Now. What are we talking about?
We're here to talk to you about the sci-fi and the fantasy romance that we love and that we write. And I also write rom-coms, in case they appeal to you too.
Yeah, just if you're there. We are here. So last week, if you were joining us last week, which if you weren't, why not? We're so awesome. We were doing A Marvelous Light by Freya Mask, and our link that we had was A Quest of MacGuffin. So if you don't know what that is, again, just Urban Dictionary, you can get lost on there for hours, it's all good fun. So this week we are doing The Second Star to the Left, let's not get confused, and the link that we've got, oh no, that's totally I'm totally all off my chain.
I'm already done. That's fine. That's the bit at the end, isn't it? It's cool. Carry on. No one noticed. It's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't know where I am. So this is what we're doing. So not to be confused with the original character of Peter Pan, which is the second star to the right. We are doing Second Star to the Left by Megan Van Dyke. Yes. There we go.
There we are. Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Okay, I shall read the blurb. I will attempt to read the blurb.
Do it better than me. Not hard.
Oh, that's it. That's the kiss of death now on this. It's all going to go wrong.
That was last week.
Yeah. Tinkerbell, banished from her homeland for doing the unthinkable, selling the hottest drug in Neverland, pixie dust, wants absolution. Determined to find a way home, Tink doesn't hesitate to follow the one lead she has, even if that means seducing a filthy pirate to steal precious gems out from under his hook. Captain Hook believes he's found a real treasure in Tink. That is, until he recovers from her pixie dust-laced kiss with a curse that turns the seas against him. With his ship and reputation at the mercy of raging storms, he tracks down the little minx and demands she removes the curse. Too bad she can't. However, the Mermaid Queen has a solution to both of their problems. If Tink and Hook will work together to retrieve a magical item for her. As they venture to the mysterious Shrouded Isles to find the priceless treasure, their shared nemesis closes in. However, his wrath is nothing compared to the realization that achieving their goal may mean losing something they never expected to find, each other.
Oh, well done.
Woo, long one. I did
filthy,
it.
Filthy hook.
Filthy pirate. Filthy. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Oh, we will do indeed.
We will indeed. Yeah. Shall we begin?
We shall.
See you soon.
Before we start, we did say we're going to get started. We just want to kind of do a little bit of a note to say that, as we mentioned before, this is from the title, it's a bit of a retelling of Peter Pan in there, and characters are all swapped and changed, but there is quite a link to Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, yeah.
It's got heavy Pirates of the Caribbean vibes of the setting and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is a lot of fun. And we really enjoy the films, but we are aware there is
things going on
in the news
in the world
linked to Pirates of the Caribbean as well, which we're not going to talk about. But if anybody,
if it bothers people, then this is kind of a bit of a warning, and just to say that we have no affiliation or thoughts and feelings on it that will be aired here. I'm assuming the author has none either. So
she might have opinions, but it's nothing to do with this book.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be discussed in any way.
So full stop. Let's carry on. So
good.
As you mentioned, we have Tinkerbell. We kind of join her in the most unpleasant of bars from the sound
of
it.
Horrible.
It doesn't sound the nicest. We've got a lot of tasks in this book, a lot of things going on and chores to be done.
It's like a romp, this book. It's a real adventure story, and obviously it's fantasy too, but it's non-stop with the action and the hijinks and things going on.
Yeah, and with my listing skills, I have got all of the things they are finding and stuff. It's like, I've got to find this, to do this, to see that.
Yeah, I have to say, when I was doing the read through, I was like, oh, yeah, I'd remembered like two of the things, but I remembered I'd forgotten a bunch of stuff in the middle that happened, basically, as to why they had to go to there, to there, to there. My brain just goes, yeah, fantasy romance book reasons. It's like, this is why it's happening. It's fun and I like it. But yeah, it's very, very well done. So yeah, so Tink is in the bar. She's got her sights set on Hook. He's just, the crew have just stolen something, this necklace.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called. You probably know what it's called.
I do. It is called the Heart of Fire.
Heart of Fire. And they've been really loud shouting about the fact that they've got it.
They've stolen it.
Drinking it up and everything like that. And she's there to, of course, seduce him and steal it out.
Steal it away. Mm.
To return it to the Queen of the Mermaids. So she can get their favour, because there's something she needs from them.
Yeah.
Do this thing for that thing. It's very complicated. Sounds very exhausting living in fantasy land.
It really does. So, yeah. So I wrote down all the details. I'm sorry. Just anal detailness. It's called the Lazy Mule.
Oh, God. You got all of the bar names.
This was it. I remember years ago when I wrote something, I wanted to call something the Hairy Mole for ages. That was going to be my pub name of choice. Just in my own little head. So yeah, she's at the pub and, you know, she's got this thing on, and obviously she's a pretty lady and Hook is in there.
Of course, I think this was a little bit of one of those tropes that I was talking to you about, when we were chatting earlier, in that it's occurring a lot in books I'm reading at the moment, that there's some, you know, very not very nice man giving unwanted attention and coming on too heavy sort of thing, and then Hook comes in. The hero comes in and just smooths it all. I mean, quite often as well, that the heroine is more than capable of dealing with this, generally with a dagger. It seems to be the case at the moment. Yeah. She's about ready to take his manhood away from him forever. But she lets Hook do this, and she gives him the big eyes, batty eyelashes.
The blinky eyes, yes.
And then they proceed to get very, very drunk.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's not her plan, but it goes away with her.
Yeah, it was like, let's not drink this horrible stuff. Let's get the good stuff.
Yeah, let's get the good rum.
A bit strong for little pixie Tink, bless her.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, he doesn't know she's a pixie, so her wings are all tied down and she's kind of keeping everything shtum, because she needs this thing, as you said, for the mermaid, because she's got her own problems of getting back to, like, I want to say Pixie Hollow, but it's not Pixie Hollow.
That's from the film. Which I watched a lot, which is why this Tinkerbell is in the background, because my smallest daughter loved those films and watched them endlessly.
It's not called Pixie Hollow. It's called, I think, Sylvana Hill again.
Which made me also think of Sylvanian.
Sylvanian. Because of the children. Sylvana Vale, not Hill. Lovely. So, yeah,
I'm so glad you're here for all the names.
This is it. You've got the plot, I've got the basics. But yeah, so she can't get back to this pixie place.
Yeah.
Because they've got like a bracelet and hers is broken because she has done something that you shouldn't do. There are like unforgivable rules that will ban you from the hollow. It's the hollow now, sorry.
Yeah. Does it go into the details of what happened at this stage?
It says why she's kind of... Because it's pixie dust, basically. She's a pixie, they have dust, and she's had to do something. I think she's had to sell or give her dust away to help her cousin Lily.
So
she's got to get this gem, take it to the mer people, and the way to Hook's gems is through his trousers.
She used to go with her cousin Lily to visit the human world, just for funsies, basically.
Giggles,
go to the pub, that sort of thing. have a dance with some blokes, get some fun in. But then her cousin got captured by some pirates, and to free her, Tink had to give her pixie dust. She had to sell it to them, or give it away
to another notorious pirate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is also part of why she spends a lot of the time thinking filthy bloody pirates, horrible lying stinking pirates constantly. She's not keen on the pirates, and is probably quite pleased that it ended up being something that would be revenge on a pirate.
Yeah, on a pirate.
Yeah, but equally, you know, she's attracted to him.
Of course, he's filthy in the good way, not the bad way.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's not filthy like he's dirty. He's a very clean pirate. As they tend to be. Yes. Like dukes in historical romances always have nice teeth.
Yes.
It's just an unwritten rule of heroes. They're not going to be stinky, and they're not going to have rotten teeth.
No.
So he takes her back to see his Jolly Roger.
You had to do that.
It had to be done. That's it. And what was she uses it, doesn't she? She's like, I've heard it's very big and impressive.
Yes. Well, yes. And clean. Yeah. It's lovely and clean.
Yeah, that too, obviously. Yeah, he takes her in to show her the necklace, and you know, she's like, oh, you know, would you like to try it on?
Yeah,
and
she goes a bit.
Will they learn these men? Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and she uses her pixie dust because it has the same effect as alcohol. It makes him kind of a little bit tipsy.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like tenfold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of clunks out, and she takes the necklace because she's wearing it, and she's off.
Yeah. Yeah, she kisses him, doesn't she? She puts the little bit of pixie dust on her lips, and as she gives him a kiss, that's it. Knocks him out. He's out for the count. Yeah. And then it goes forward to like 3 months later, and he is not a happy chappy.
No, he's not a happy bunny at all. Mm-mm. So yeah, there's a curse on him and his men and his boat.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's not a happy bunny. So he's kind of on the lookout. He thinks that Tink has cursed him, I think, is it?
Yeah, he thinks he's got two curses on him doesn't he?
Well, yeah, that's a bit later.
So the
sea is against him. It's kind of battling him every step of the way. So he's kind of fighting through the ocean to get to places to try and figure out where she is. And there's like tales coming around that there's a blonde little thing getting rid of pixie dust. So two and two together, it's got to be her.
Yeah, and they go to Tortuga. They're like, going around the bars, he's trying to get information from a barman who's being really useless about it. And they get the first mention of Blackbeard, I think, at this point, don't you? Who is the pirate who kidnapped Lily?
Yes,
that Tink has lost her pixie dust to. But also, Hook is no great fan of Blackbeard.
No.
They're trying to avoid them at all costs. He's like, yeah, we'll talk about him later in a bit more detail, won't we? But then he gets that information that there's been the blonde selling the pixie dust because the barman tries to sell him a bit. And he's like, right, spread out. We're going to try and find her. With Smee, his first name.
I love Smee, but God, I can imagine trying to do anything with him.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. I think he comes through a bit more at the end.
He does.
But at the beginning, you're just like, wow.
He's one for the ladies, is me. He's got several ladies in every port.
They go to see one of his ladies in like a bar they walk into. She's like, oh, it's me. And when Hook's gone to talk to some other people about getting some protection money that they owe him, he notices the musician Hightailing out of the door, sees the blonde hair, sees the cloak, and he's like, right.
I know you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the chase is on.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's living there, isn't she? So she's got a little tree house up in the trees.
Yeah.
And what you learn as she's kind of going around is that she's actually not got any pixie dust all gone. She can't get it, can't make it. No. Because she can't get home. So her wings kind of don't work.
Yeah,
So she's
she's having
kind of
to
having
bind
to
them up
run.
all the time, and it's like she thinks she might be able to. She gets up in her treehouse and she's like, if I get all my bindings off, and I might be able to get out
Just
if
get
he's
over
followed
to the
me.
next tree.
Yeah, get far enough away from him. But as she goes into her treehouse, she
Not
gets
alone.
ambushed. No.
I can't think of anything worse than being ambushed by a bunch of kids. It's
No.
like a party, isn't it?
Yeah, I
Oh.
mean, it's like Lord of the Flies in her
Oh.
treehouse, isn't
It really is.
it? Basically,
Piggy,
they have
piggy, piggy.
no moral compass. They're just trying to survive. I mean, she
Yeah.
has a bit of sympathy for them because they're clearly
Yes.
orphans and
To
hungry
a
and
point.
trying to, but they do properly sell her out
Really?
entirely,
Yeah.
don't
Yeah.
they?
So she goes in, stripping her own stuff off. Obviously, you
Yeah.
weren't home. Get through the door, the bra comes off. It's got to be done.
Always, yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so she hears a noise, covers herself up a little bit, and then these kids are there, realize she's a fairy, want the pixie dust, want this, want the house. They
Yeah.
are obviously the Lost Boys.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they get kind of pulled in, and there's one called Red, who's like the leader,
Yeah.
who's Mr.
Peter.
Brown. Yes.
Peter.
Peter Pan.
And then Hook
Yeah.
appears
Yeah.
downstairs and they
And
kind
he's
of barter.
It kind of swaps to his point of view then as well, and you see he's got some sympathy. You get a little bit of
Yes.
hint of backstory. It was quite, hard for him growing up and stuff like that.
Yes.
And he's like, I think that kind of means he gives them a bit more money than he should,
Yes.
and he gets them to like look out for the necklace and stuff when she
Yes.
says she hasn't got it, that she's
Yeah.
already got rid of it. But even though he knows they won't get it, and then basically, they sell her out and give her to,
Yeah.
and he decides to take her back to
Yeah.
the ship.
Yeah. Carts are off to the home. So.
Yeah, because does she tells him that she gave it to the mermaids, doesn't she?
Yes.
And he clicks, he's like, okay, you've not put the curse on me,
Yeah. They
it'll have
have.
been the mermaids. Yeah,
Yes.
even though
Because
I
they.
didn't steal it off of
Yeah.
them.
This is it. So they're after vengeance, aren't they? So they've cursed
Yeah.
him for that. And it's kind of one, it is like my kids. It's like, well, I stole it, but I didn't steal it from
Yeah,
them.
that's it.
So,
He stole it off of Blackbeard, which is why
yeah.
Blackbeard's after him and why they were boasting about it so much. But it's like, yeah, you still stole
Kind
it.
of still stole it, but then she stole it from him for whatever
This is
reason.
it.
It's
Two
kind of,
wrongs don't make a right,
yeah.
really.
So they've got to go to the mermaids, and he's like, okay, you've
Yeah.
got to fix these, we've got to fix the curses, we've got to sort
Yeah.
it. And we figure out that she needs something, which is why she stole it. So
Yeah.
off we go.
To the mermaids. Yeah. And he ties her up. When he gets her first on the ship, all of his crew are a bit drunk and they eye her up like, ooh, pretty
Yeah, why is
lady,
she
is that
here?
us?
Yeah.
So he's like,
No, this
no.
is not one of
Bit
those ladies.
protective, bless him. And so he's like, you're gonna stay in my cabin, not in a
Course,
cell.
of course.
And he does tie her to the bedpost, not in the good way. So, and she's really cross. I do love that. I love that about the characterization of her throughout it. When she gets cross and she's like stomps her little foot, you can like picture just enough of Tinkerbell, but she's
In a
still grown up, so it's fine.
it's fine. But
Yeah.
yeah, did you get? I wrote down all the things when she's kind of flabbergasted and she's like Merlin's beard and that
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
I
I've sort
didn't
of
write
sat
them all down.
neither did I.
Did you write that one, the bit later on when she tells them every single like deity she's got in pixie
I
land?
didn't write those down, but as I was going through I got like Nessa's flute and I'm like, why would
Yeah,
a flute be a thing? I like it,
I
but I
like
did
it.
write a
Yeah,
few down.
it was good. She's not a great sailor,
No.
so she's like screaming when they're going through one of the storms because he's
Yes.
been cursed. And he goes in to like tell her to shut up because
Yeah.
everyone's like, it's bad
Yeah.
luck having a
Bad luck to
screaming
bring a woman
woman.
on board.
Yeah. I mean, there's women in his crew, to be fair. He's not archaic in that way.
No.
But yeah. And then they have a moment, don't they? The attraction's still there. But
Course it
he
is.
thinks she's bewitched him with the pixie dust and stuff. That's part of he thinks there's two curses,
Or
the
the
curse of the
curse.
sea
Yeah.
and that. And she just hates him, really. Or she hates that she likes him.
Yes. They're both very much, I shouldn't, but I do, but I shouldn't, but I do.
But I do. Yeah. And I'll find some reasons to not like you for a bit longer.
Always reasons. Yeah. But yeah, so we head off to the Mermaids. We get there and there is another boat there called the Siren, which is all female crew.
All female crew.
So Smee's
they're kind of
that.
Like acquaintances in that way.
Pirates. In a piratey way.
Friends. Yeah. Ever friends. But, you know, they get along enough and they basically have a nice party with the mermaids and them.
But again, we will discuss other bits there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and they get to see the queen.
Yeah, Titania.
Titania.
Yeah. So so she's not the she's not the nicest of people. She's not kind of Little Mermaid-esque. She is kind of Ursula, I think. She has a lot of her own things that she wants, and she will do what she wants to get them.
Yeah, and it's like they've got quite a fey aspect to them, the normal laws that are like they can't tell lies, but they can also tell when you're telling lies. And he's taken Tinkler because he's like, you've got to tell them the truth, and she's like, well, why would they believe me? And he says
he fills in on all of it. She's quite naive, isn't she, with things, even though she's kick-ass, she doesn't know the world as well as she should had
That's it, she's kind of just surviving, isn't she, and bouncing around, which is why she did something just to get their favor. And then the queen had given her another task to do before she could get the pearl which she needs to fix her bracelet, which is how she gets in and out of
Sylvania.
the place, her home.
But is it, I love how pissed he got when he's like, you gave them my necklace for that, just to come back and get
just
more.
Just to do that, exactly. And they have this conversation with her, and she's like, she clocks them together. You know, he's very much the gent, you know, a big wave, tidal wave comes up as she makes a great entrance, this Queen of the Mermaids.
Whooshes in.
And he stands in front of Tink so that she doesn't get wet, you know. And he's like, hide your wings, you know, he's all, you know.
Be careful, he's savvy.
He is savvy. Then, she clocks them together and decides that they have to do this thing. They have to find this scale of Leviathan.
That's the very chubby.
That's it. Together now. Before, it was just Tink's job. Now they have to
now,
do it together.
Two for the price of one.
Yeah.
And so she won't get her pearl until the scale is returned. Yeah.
And then she will remove the curse from him too.
Yes.
Because she now knows that he didn't steal it. But she's still not pleased.
Yes.
Because like we said, you still stole it and you didn't give it back to me. Like, I didn't have time.
I was gonna do it.
I was totally gonna, but Tink stole it first.
Come on.
It's like that didn't fly with her at all.
No, having none of that. But the task that she's given them is kind of, he's like, pardon, this is like a mythical thing you're after, this scale. No,
it reminded me a bit of Promise of Darkness from the last series we talked about, you know, like towards the end of that, and she's given the task to find the thing and they're like, no one's seen this thing. No one even knows if it exists. Seriously?
Yeah, it's not a urban legend. But with the mermaids, again, because they can't lie, she's got she knows it's there somewhere, so she's kind of like, it does exist, I know that, but where it is, I can't get to it.
And doesn't it call back the Leviathan themselves who left? It's like this great powerful thing that you'd have on your side, which is why she says she wants it. And he also says, he's like, says to Tink, you leave now, I need to have a word with her on my own. And that's when
mommy
like,
and daddy need to talk now.
Get this curse off of me that is making me obsessed with this
with
little pixie.
Her.
And she's like, I ain't cursed you, mate. No, it's not me.
That's all you.
You just want her. And I suggest, go for it.
Yeah. The only way you're going to get rid of it is to get on it.
Yeah, that's it. And so he goes away not very pleased about that idea. But then
doesn't take long, does it?
They both end up at a pool, don't they? Like a little hot spring thing. And they're like having a chat because they're getting like, okay, we've got to be allies now.
Yeah,
we're gonna chat.
It is like sort of, you know, why do you need it? He like wants to find out why she needs the pearl, and she admits it to him. And
they have a moment.
Yeah, that she can't go home, and he's like, oh, poor Tink.
Yeah,
so I'm going to get in this pool.
He splashes
and stick my tongue down your throat.
Take my shirt off. It's all good.
She kisses him, doesn't she?
Yes.
But then, while they're having their lovely kissy times, she feels this ring that he wears on a necklace round his neck, and thinks that he must have a wife or something somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. And she's not keen on that.
No. Well, she doesn't tell him that, obviously. She just kind of stumps up with her little pom-pom shoes.
There's a tiny little annoyance. I don't like it when characters do that. But at the same time, she's quite fiery. It would probably happen.
Oh, we kind of still do, though. In real life, I've had moments of like,
absolutely. But we have different rules for people in books than we do for ourselves in real life, don't we?
It would be so weird if it didn't.
But
their quest is set. They have this new task now to get the scale, to get the pearl, to get her home.
Yes. And they all pile back onto the Jolly Roger. So good saying that. But who should come in across the horizon than Blackbeard on the Kraken? I wrote down in my notes, Kraken attacking. So I don't know why. It's just that's how it was in my head. So I had to share that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Yeah. Good job we're wrapping up this plot.
Yeah, this is nearly finished now. Sorry.
They headed one direction. The siren headed another direction.
And they siren's firing.
So very good. Look, you did that on the spot. Teamwork again. This is the episode of teamwork.
Giggles. So pirates don't normally band together, but in this instance, both sides kind of get on the case for Blackbeard, and everything's firing all over.
They get him in between them, and it's just mutually beneficial for them to both fire to protect themselves, doesn't it? Yeah, Blackbeard sandwich. He gets damaged enough that he has to stop, and they get away. Yes. And they're like saying to Hook, oh, we're going the wrong direction, because they're meant to be heading towards the Shrouded Isles. But he's like, no, I've got a plan.
Yes.
We need to go see the Green Witch.
And that's where we're leaving it.
That's where we're leaving it, because oh my god, that's only like a third of the way through, and there's already twisty turny. Oh no, that's your quest. Now we've got this quest. So
seriously, and we're just throwing all sorts in. It was just trying to get the notes for this, and I'm going like, I've got to keep it to this. I've got it. No, I'm just going and going. Loved it.
Okay. Cool.
So we shall move on to our.
What have we got? We haven't. This week, we haven't decided. No. Normally, we have a little bit of a discussion.
We're winging it this week.
Shall we do villains and talk about Blackbeard, or shall we do romance?
Let's go for villains.
Villains. Always. Villains it is.
So the bad guys. I love a good bad guy.
And there's... What I've got, my first note for... villains was that there are some very clear villains, but there are also, like we said with the Mermaid Queen, there are a lot of people who are villainish, but it's just because they have their own agendas. Everybody's like very fixed on their own agendas.
Yes.
So there's her, and then there's the Green Witch, who we mentioned them going to see earlier. Again, she's not an out and out villain, but she's not exactly on the side.
Great. This is why I love it. You know, well, anybody who watches this or knows me knows my love of villains, because there is always so much. If you got all the backstories as to why they got to that place, they're just so full of goodness.
Yeah. I like that. It makes it, I mean, it's like, it's good with any kind of secondary character. If they have their own story and their own purpose, it makes them so much more interesting, because they basically just fuck things up for the main characters. They're not just there to prop up their story. They're doing their own thing. And that may well make life very hard for the main characters when they're trying to do their thing, which is the main plot. So, I mean, and even like life. The Lost Boys as well even fall into that category, don't they, with Peter?
Yeah, well, yeah, especially for Tink, what she has to go through with them. And
yeah, this is and it. When they come back. They don't do it because they're out to hurt her. They're just,
they're starving children.
Yeah, they're doing what they need to do kind of thing. But then there's Blackbeard.
Yes. So he's the big kick-ass villain.
The big bad, isn't he? He's it's an odd decision. It surprised me that it was Blackbeard, who's obviously a real figure.
Yeah.
With his own, I mean, maybe that was it. Maybe it just lent all of that, what we already know about him being this terror of the seas kind of thing, to it. But they also mention, they call him the nickname of the old croc.
Yeah, the croc.
Yeah, because he has this really nasty knife, which is in crocodile skin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's obviously like melding the two sort of things together.
And we've not yet mentioned it, but yeah, it is to the story that Hook got the hook because of the croc.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like how they did that backstory and stuff. It's dripped in throughout the thing. And then there's a twist as well, which I don't think we should mention. That twist. Different twist to the other twist we've already
talked about. The twist that we're not going to mention is different to the twist that we will mention. And the other twist we might also mention. Spoilers.
Exactly. Yeah. Twisty twist. Yeah, so he's like, he's got no scruples whatsoever, no loyalty, nothing. He's just out to get and be powerful and evil. Hideous. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. So Hook and his crew are notorious, but in a good way. So people, when they come to town and they offer free drinks for everyone, everybody looks forward to them being there.
Yeah.
But with Blackbeard, it's the case of, I think one of them was he wants liquor or something. He's like, oh no, we've got to keep all this for Blackbeard.
Yeah.
And there's fear with Blackbeard for everyone. Whereas Hook and Smee and everyone, they're kind of the good guys, the Robin Hood of things sort of thing.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, it's not the law that they're following, but they're not out to harm people in, you know, a horrible way. Like Hook thinks of himself, he said, he was a pirate, not a villain. I know that. I got a quote in. I had to get a quote in. But when he starts doing things like kidnapping Tink and tying her in the middle, he's like, she thinks of him, you know, it's very cleverly done how she thinks he is a terrible villain initially because he's doing stuff like that. And he even like says to her when he takes her back about getting her pixie dust, doesn't he? When he finds out that she hasn't got any and that she doesn't mention that she hasn't been selling it straight away.
Yeah, just
But of course, that's exactly what Blackbeard did. So it's like, there's a fine line, but we know between... He's definitely no Blackbeard.
No, he's not. He's a good guy, but that's we can talk about that.
Yeah. So, Blackbeard had taken Hook's hand, and he's kidnaps people and
There is later on he just murders willy nilly.
Yeah. I mean, he's proper. He's a proper
pirate.
Proper pirate. Proper villain.
On levels of one
actually,
to pirate, he's pirate.
He's pirate, that's it. Yeah, so then we come to the last kind of villain.
Yes, so this is the spoilery bit. So spoiler, turn off now if you don't want to hear a spoilery bit.
Flick forward to the next section. The next we're going to do like romance next.
Yes, we are.
Just skip ahead to romance. About.
Lily we have mentioned, who is the cousin of Tink, who she is going all out for to try and save from Blackbeard. If you read these kind of books and you're a little bit up on your knowledge, you know she's not a good guy.
She turns up, doesn't she, at the end, and
it's
very
so
suspicious of her.
She appears on the Shrouded Island, so they get to the Shrouded Island and she just happens to be there. Oh, Tim, where have you been? I'm so worried and stuff and things. And Hawk is like, no. Tink's a bit more gullible and a bit, oh my God, Lily, love you.
Well, I don't know why I'm doing silly voices,
sorry.
Did she? Little pixie voice. That would be bad if that was how she sounded all the way through the book in your head.
Oh, Hawk, Hawk, no.
Would have properly ruined the mood there, I think. But yes, I mean, obviously she loved her cousin so much.
Yes.
She was prepared to lose her place in Sylvania for her to make sure she was okay. And then when she sees her, she doesn't want to believe that there's anything wrong.
Untoward.
Yeah, but she's been desperate to know she's okay, really. But she's not. She's she didn't get kidnapped by Blackbeard at all.
No, she went willingly.
Yeah.
So that's not great. But
Pixie's obviously got a thing for pirates. It must be this. Yeah.
See, I'd imagine he's the grubbier of the pirate. I mean, wouldn't be my choice.
Yeah, yeah. You don't picture him and think he'll be appealing, really. But I guess that's the way it's supposed to be.
Each to
their
own.
You know.
No judgment here.
If you read it, and you're really enjoying Blackbeard, and you're thinking, yes, please, I'd like him to be the pirate hero. Tell us about it.
Message us.
Yeah.
And if there's any books like that, give them to me, because that's usually my train of thought.
But yes, we will. You've got the buy-in for, doesn't it, really, at the beginning?
But yes, we shall end that bit now. No more spoilers.
No more spoilers.
Shall we move on to some romance?
Move on to some romance.
Yay! That's why we're here.
Romance time. Mm. Yeah.
So, I thought it was it was slow for me to start and then it kind of just full throttle.
Yeah. It's like our first proper enemies to lovers, I think, that we've done in the series. But also it's kind of handled a little bit differently to a lot of enemies to lovers arcs, I think. You're looking at me like, really?
No, I'm just, I'm letting you go. No, I'm curious where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I'm always.
So I don't know if this is spoilerish or not, or if this is just general, but quite often, like if you read a lot of romance, you're aware of the third act breakup sort of thing that tends to happen. The couple have spent all this time trying to overcome their differences and come together, and they do, but it's too much and they break up.
They have to step away, dark night of the soul and
But in this one, like you said, it's like they're apart, they're fighting their attraction, but when they give into it, they give into it sort of wholeheartedly and they're properly there. And that happens in time for like the big climax of the story, so that I thought it was a really, really clever move, because it made me very invested in them being okay. They're very fearful for each other and they're trying to help each other, like rescue each other. And, you know, there's some horrible, like gut-wrenching moments.
Yeah.
But that's all good. It's all the feels, because obviously this is romance. It's not a spoiler to say it's happily ever after or happily for now at the end.
But
it just ramps all of that up, and I think that's quite different sometimes.
It was a break from the norm, as you said, that you expect the big implosion and then the person to come in and give them both a nudge back in the right direction to find themselves and fix the things.
And but it makes sense in a way, because where it's enemies to lovers and they're very much like get a little bit closer and then they get apart again because they, you know, they rub each other up the wrong way or misunderstandings or whatever it is, like they laugh at the rubbing. If they were to have another breakup, it'd kind of be like, oh, it's just more of the same,
you're expecting from a pirate.
It's cool. And I think the rest of what I have is probably more to do with the tension between them, and like you say, them getting closer. And
yeah, mine was his underlying stuff that it was just dropped in so nicely that, you know, he is this, as you said, he's a pirate, not a villain, and but he is kind of still a bad guy to her. He's the enemy.
Yeah.
But all the tiny little gestures he does throughout the things, like stepping in front of the wave, and I wrote a load down.
Did you?
Yeah, that I can't
think. I know what you mean, and I can't think of them off the top of my head. He gives his
coat all the time. That, so she shivers a bit, and he gives his coat, and then she wears his clothes. And
his shirt, and he like tears the holes in the back for her wings so that she's not all bound up, because he knows it's like painful for her and stuff. And that's even when he's tying her to the bed so she can't run away. So it's like a little bit nice, a little bit not so nice at the same time. Yeah,
it's drip fed in so well. Yeah.
But they don't really, you know, there's a lot, it takes a long time to build the trust back from where they arrive with each other. Because I guess it's, you know, she was there. She stole from him, made him land up cursed. Now they're tied together in this quest kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they don't mind so much.
No. Well, they both kind of do, but they both don't really.
And then there's also this overlying thing that when they succeed on their quest, it's great, he's not going to have the sea cursed against him anymore, but she's going to be able to go home as well. So as their feelings build, there's that to overcome as well. How will that work? What will she do, kind of thing, dilemma. So it's nice, it's juicy, I like it.
It's very good.
Is there anything else you've got about romance?
I think Titania kind of said it, that when he goes to get this second curse thing done and he's like, okay, you've got to break this curse, and she's like, that's not a curse, that's lust. And it kind of, oh, is it infatuation? And it does move through those levels. They start at the lust and then they move through it to the love at the end, and there are the levels that you can see from both sides, and I just like that.
Yeah, it was very good. And of course, because it's an enemies to lovers thing, there's a lot of like snarkiness going in, and he's got that kind of thing when she's having her little tantrums. It's very like, oh, is she cute?
little pixie
stopping her foot. Oh, very sweet.
But no, that's all for me.
Excellent. I think we are ready for
some
cup of coffee for beverage. You. A cup of coffee. Here we go.
So are we giving these levels? Are we giving a 1 to 5?
Would you like to? Yes, we can do that if you like.
Okay. I don't know why I said that, because I didn't give it a number.
No, you've not thought about
what hell of a number are we giving it to?
Oh, no.
I'd say I'm at a 4.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Higher for you.
Yes,
than weirdly, I would have expected. Last time. Mine's like a 2.5.
Maybe. Really? Yeah, oh, I could. Maybe it was the things, because I like the water thing. I kind of like the.
Again, there was cagey talk. Moment.
Yeah,
too.
There was cagey and the dirty talk a bit later. It kind of all ramped up.
This, like, I think for me, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was like there was tension there between them through the enemies to lovers thing, but it was very regularly that they would relieve their tension. Like it's quite, which is good if you don't want to wait too long, if you're not too into slow burn. It's like it builds up quite nicely, and then they have a moment, and then there's plot stuff, and then it builds up again, sort of thing. Until
till it does.
Yeah.
So maybe we need levels of hot beverage. We need how much is in there against how big and epic it is. Because the sex and the bits when it comes to it isn't hugely epic, but it kind of kicks in quite quickly.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I mean, you know, the first three chapters.
Yeah, when they're like
the kissing and the tension and the sex starts in there. So that's why it's up to a 4 for me, because there are lots of them trickled in and they get bigger and bigger.
I see.
Until so the
quantity
crescendo.
For you. You like quantity. And
within this book, that is what I have.
Frequency. Yes. Yeah. See, for me, like we were saying before when we had this, it's like I like the build that makes it almost unbearable kind of thing. They can't, you know, they can't do anything about it. It's just, you know, it's funny, isn't it? It's like, why, what, there's something very appealing about that kind of just they can't help themselves. It's yeah. like they hate each other. And I think that's why Enemies to Lovers is so cool for a trope, and that so many people enjoy it, is just that they cannot help themselves. It's yes. the attraction is so much. It doesn't matter just, how much sense they have. Yeah. Doesn't matter
how far you go away.
Yeah.
Has to come back.
That's
so there is going off topic, there's a Nalini Singh one, which is very similar, but totally the other way, that they hate each other, different tribes. It's one of the side changing ones.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the first chapter, they just can't stay away and they bang in the first chapter and it's epic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a, so that's that one, but the other way, and then it goes down.
I might have to try that and see what I think of it then, because for me, it's kind of like, I think it would let all the tension out. And then I wouldn't be worried afterwards.
No, like, it's really good.
I've done it now. No, but that's
it.
On.
It starts huge, and then because it sort of stops, that's where the tension comes in. So I'll have to find which one it is. It won't be difficult to find, because there's probably, I'll find it.
It's nice. It, you know, like you say, the scenes that you get as well, they're not, I mean, I think they're pretty hot, but they're not like...
Oh, they're not big epic,
massively
screaming
graphic,
from the thingies.
Yeah, but again, they're not gentle sort of on the border of close the door either. No. So there's, he's piratey enough. Know, it's not like you wouldn't expect him to be too good, too good a boy between the sheets kind of thing.
But then this is a weird for me. So we've not mentioned, we know his name, and if you know the story of these, you should know who Captain Hook is. His name is James, and nobody really knows that, and he doesn't go by that until the bit in the pool that we mentioned earlier. He kind of gets the really growly thing on. He's like, call me James. And I think that kind of did it for me as well, which is weird. That shouldn't be my thing, but it was.
Call me James. That's not usually it's like call me daddy, but no, it's call me James.
I could imagine him doing it with like a teacup, call me James.
Yes,
sort of that sort of thing.
I liked how so what we haven't mentioned either is whenever they get frisky, her wings start to glow. And that's what creates pixie dust. There are other things that make her wings glow and create pixie dust, but it's harder to come by than the sexual tension that she has.
The sexual tension, it's like the illuminations, like Blackpool.
But I love how he keeps asking, are they glowing for me?
Is it mine?
No, they're not.
No.
Nothing to do with you, mate.
I'm thinking about something else. Another happy thought.
That's it. She doesn't admit to that until way later. I mean, she doesn't realise to begin with.
For a while, no.
But she doesn't admit until the end when they're sort of, you know.
Do you know that thing? Yeah, it was you.
I did also write a note about how, like, how it begins with this whole, I'm going to seduce you to get something off of you. I don't, this would never occur to me as to be
a
practical thing for me to do. It'd be terrible. I love how they think it's so easy. That's immediately where their mind goes to. I mean, I could get it with it's like, men, if they're thinking with their trousers, then it's pretty easy to, pull the wool over their eyes kind of thing. But at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, most of the time, if I need something, I go and I kind of lean on the table. I'm like, all right, look. If I start look, that's that. Look.
I mean, you could have been like, well, they're all here getting drunk. Why don't I get on the ship while they're all here?
Go and have a look for it.
He had locked it away, to be fair. It was in a secret place. And I would think there would be guards or something. But,
would they, though? They're pirates. Would they think
My mind would definitely go to other means.
Than getting you.
But who
getting
knows?
You seductive on.
Maybe she'd seen him and thought, I know what I'll do. And it was just like subconsciously.
While I'm here, I might as well enjoy myself.
Why not? She does think that a little bit, doesn't she? And a fair play to her.
Fair enough. There's nobody at home. I can't even get there. Might as well.
Right then. So, weirdly, you're a 4 for this, and I'm a 2.5, and we have reasons.
valid reasons, and we're sticking to them.
And it's, spin-off. Potential time.
Let's go. So So spin-off.
Yeah.
There is a go-to for the first one. That has
okay.
to be. Is there not for you?
Go on then. I struggled a little bit with spin-off potential, actually.
Do you not want to know Smee's story? Smee, all the way.
Yeah, I had Smee, like, written down, possibly. But I don't know if I'm that interested. I don't know how much of his internal life is going to be.
Is it going to just be? Yeah. Boning.
I mean, God, he is a promiscuous chap, isn't he?
Well, that's it. Imagine, actually, imagine the woman who's got to try and go through that.
I think as well, at one point, he is described as being very hairy.
Yes, he's a bear, isn't he?
Yeah, so,
but like, bear in size.
Blonde hair across the chest. And I was like, I'm not so not too into that. I like him. He's a good character. He's a fun character.
Oh no, I'd like to see him kind of settled and happy. There's got to be is there a reason other than that he likes sex that he's going around? That would be the thing for me.
Oh, I see.
Not that that I'd mind.
Wound. Yeah. Some hole deep within he's trying to fill. As he fills everyone else's.
Yeah. I can't fill my own, so I'll do it to every other one in every station, every dock.
I'm just filth these days.
Filth.
Yeah. But I mean, the world in itself is obviously very rich for a lot of spin-offs. You know, the mermaid.
Well, that was the next thing.
It's a lot of fun for that. What I did have was the story that's told about the mermaid and the Leviathan. And I just thought that might be a cool story. Like, if there's no end to
backstory. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if it was a prequel, but you'd need the happily ever after. So would it like go full circle and then something happen? Like,
it could do.
Yeah. I don't know. That might be an interesting
one. Yeah. That didn't even crop up. So Smee was there at the beginning and I had a begrudging Lily.
I did put, I wondered if that might be quite an epic kind of redemption arc.
Yes, that was it. I kind of redemption stories there.
Yeah,
just for you.
It could be really interesting. I don't know who I'd pair her up with though. Usually I have it in mind, but I guess.
Well, this was it. There was kind of the other ones were like Barley and Sage and stuff, but I don't think anybody
really
seemed
quite settled.
Yeah.
Settled, didn't they? And happy. There was the younger sister, I think, because Smee's got a bunch of sisters and who really wants to become a pirate. And I wondered if maybe she would be blessed. Who doesn't?
It's like Maud last week.
Yeah, that's it. Can't get these ideas, these teenagers. But because she seemed quite fiery and quite, feisty. So maybe that would be an interesting one. I thought I'd seen something about the Lily one, but I must have imagined it because I looked it up on Goodreads. And you know how normally you get like a series link and you see a book
still
coming. I didn't see anything. So I don't know.
Well, this isn't long released, is it? So
no, I guess not. Because we read this from an arc, didn't we? That we got off NetGalley. So I guess we got it quite early.
Yes.
So when did this actually come out? It's available now, definitely.
Yes, it is, yes. But that the other thing was for me, not at present, because obviously they're quite small, but Peter is kind of
Is that, I guess. Yeah, I don't
think it gives
that.
His age, but he's kind of, he is the leader of the kids.
Yeah.
But
that
you could skip to the future.
Yeah, because I have to say, with Peter Pan, Peter is the character I like least, usually. like, I'm much more interested in all of the other characters and what's going on.
I can see why,
generally.
See, if you have a certain age, like me, and I am pulling you in, Rufio, he kind of just needs to be in for me. He's not in this one, but that's just...
No. Yeah, and I mean, we talked about this before as well. I didn't watch the Peter Pan, the Disney classic one, a lot. It wasn't one of my Disney films when I was a kid. You know, I had your VHSs.
Yeah, lined up.
That would be always put on summer holidays, mummy needs a break.
Yeah.
VHS went on and you'd watch that same one like every day for a week. But we didn't have Peter Pan. It wasn't one of them. And I've not seen any of the other dramatizations of it. I've not seen, what's it? There's a series, isn't there? Once Upon a
Once Upon a Time, yes. Yeah, I got into that. I didn't ever get to Hook. I stopped before then.
No, I didn't. I haven't seen that. So literally, it's just Hook, the film, which is really my reference. So
every single one looks like Dustin Hoffman.
And I'm not going to lie, I've not read the book either.
No.
So I think that's all of
that's
them.
All of us.
I might have a little bit more of a look, a little research to see if there's anything coming up, and I'll put it in the show notes. If there is, I'll go on like the publisher's website or something.
And yeah, we'll link up to check the author's Insta and ting. Yeah. We shall see.
That's all the spinny-offy stuff we've got. And we're going to go on to
another spinny-offy thing that's hopefully working this time.
Yeah. Yay. Have you done your checks? Is it all there?
I did.
Present
did
and correct.
Work.
Lovely.
Yes, for now.
Nice. Right.
Let's give it a go.
Spinny Wheel of Awesome. Here we are.
I'm going to try and I'm going to. It's all when something breaks, the next time you use it, you're kind of like, are you going to break again?
Are you gonna behave yourself? We had a little discussion about it too, didn't we? Because we had mentioned we might do some of the options that we hadn't had come up, but then when we looked, we have had quite a good mix of options.
Yes, we have
more than I thought we'd had. I felt like we'd only had the same four things, but
over and over. But
so we're gonna stick with it.
Yeah, so tough, you're stuck with it. If you don't like it, let us know and we'll put more in.
Oh yeah, right. Do we talk about the book as well? Should we do
the next
Spinny Wheel and then we'll say?
Yeah, of course we will. Yeah. This episode is just, we're winging it. It's all good.
Totally.
Cool. All right, I'm spinning.
Spin.
It did work, thank God for that.
Yeah.
In one. Oh, pace. That's a new one.
Ooh. It heard us. It was like, don't go somewhere else and use something else.
Yeah, use me.
I'll do the job.
Yeah. Oh, hide. That's what I'm doing. Okay, there's one. And number two. I did remove it. That's all right.
Yeah, please again. I bought that too. You must have very wordy ones on yours. It knows you.
I was going to say, it knows me. It knows me so well. Right. And it did work. So I am going to stop sharing and come back to you. That's my face.
Okay.
Hi.
Right. And here's my spinny wheel. There we are. And I've got, have I got everything ticked? Yes, I do. Right. Go up. There we go. Spinny, spin, spin. Both getting ones.
It has heard us.
Yeah. Mixed it up. Right. My choice. Spin again. See if we get one of our favourites. Oh, action.
Action.
Almost humour. I think that will be covered in dialogue a bit.
I do believe so. Cool.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Ruin of Roses next week.
Indeed we are.
K.F. Breen. With the link of retelling, because it's also a retelling of Beauty and the Beast.
That I almost told you earlier.
We almost skipped to
leaping
the end
ahead.
Kind of thing. But so... And that will be our last episode.
For this one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We've got a nice mix of stuff there to chat about.
And we have indeed.
On time. The rate I'm going, we will be recording and I will still be reading my notes. I'm doing. It's slipping further and further back. We have read all these books, but it's the recap of this one.
Yeah, by book six, by podcast six, we're like Thursday morning because we record on a Friday in case anybody was interested. We record on a Friday, so Thursday's kind of like, oh. Yeah. I'll be at spin class on a Thursday with my Kindle going.
There we are.
Oh, yes, that's it for this week.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to find us on social media, we are in all the usual places of TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. We haven't done any other ones yet.
No, no Facebook.
No Facebook yet. I don't know. Yet. I don't know. Yeah. Never say never. You don't know. SFF Romcast. And mm-hmm. also, if you've listened in to this via a podcast, but you want to see us, then we're on YouTube. And also, you can see us on Spotify.
On Spotify, yes.
They've added that now. It's very clever. Yeah.
It was wicked when I first saw it. I kind of did one of those really annoying little clappy things. Yay!
It's weird because it's like Spotify is my thing. I always have Spotify on to listen to music when I'm writing. So yeah. to have like, click on it and have my little, oh, look, I'm there too.
Yeah, there's me, face. Hi.
Public face, weird.
yeah. How can you listen to music while you're writing? I don't get that.
Do you not listen to anything? Mm. Oh, I always listen to music, definitely.
No. No, because I start singing along to things and then an hour later I'm halfway through the Greatest Showman soundtrack and I've got no words.
No, I do stop occasionally for my favourite songs, but I just, yeah, I build a little playlist and it helps me get in the zone kind of thing.
I find it so strange. I know so many people who do and my brain doesn't work that way.
I can't do it so much with editing. If I'm editing and I need to focus on what I've already written, I can't have the music there because then it distracts me because, I don't know, different part of my brain maybe. Who knows? Yeah. I work much better quietly. But again, that doesn't always work because like I don't have a quiet house, I suppose.
No. I would just love to be your editor when it says, I don't know, John goes here. And is he really going to show?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder how many lyrics have snuck into books. Yeah. You're not allowed to use this because of copyright. Yeah.
Copyright says no.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time. Right. But yeah, so we've done all the things. You know where we are. Come see us next week.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. Bye. Yeah.
Be good.